Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I am very pleased to be joined by director Maura Del Pero. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you to you.
And I must say that the film that we're going to be talking about that you are presenting in this festival, and it's called Maternal, has possibly been my favorite film of the festival so far, so I'm really, really happy to be talking with you about it. But just for the listeners who are not familiar with it, and in the best interest of me not spoiling anything or, you know, saying something that I shouldn't say, would you mind maybe just giving us a brief introduction of the film?
Do you mean about...
The story, yeah. Just a little bit about the story so that the listeners know, who are not familiar with it, can kind of get an understanding of what we're about to talk.
It's more than the story, because it's not a plot-oriented film. It's more like a character-oriented and like a mood-oriented film. And it's all set in a hogar. Hogar is a center for teenage mother. It's placed in Buenos Aires, but it's held by Italian nuns. That's why the film, in a way, it's Italo-Argentinian. it's documentary. The inspiration is documentary because a group of Italian nuns founded this hogar in the middle of the last century in Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. And now it's health and health, Italian-Argentinian. And it's about... It's all set in. It's you have like a unity of space and time. You just stay in the hogar. And my idea was to see about how the relationships between these different women, because you, in a way you have this absent maternity of the nuns and this such a precocious maternity of the girls. Sure. Such very different women living together, and the idea was in their relationships they kind of change by encountering they kind of change their lives, and overall they change their relationship to maternity.
Well, first of all, I wasn't familiar with the hogar. I'm not sure many people are. How did you find out about these places?
I wanted to do a film about teenager motherhood, so I was researching, and I found out this hogar existed, and I decided to work inside. So
You worked in the hogar?
Yes, I worked in three hogars. There are religious one and not religious one. I was much more inspired by the religious ones because of these cohabitations. I worked like 4 years long.
Right, you got first-hand experience. I mean, you feel like that was very important for you too. Is that like a way that that you would say that you like working?
Yes.
Just getting first-hand experience?
Yes. I really need to know everything about something I'm telling.
Yeah.
It's a very... In a way, it's a very personal film because the script really has a lot of personal things. Also indirect and, you know, like... But it has to do with me as a teenager and me as a woman. And
sure.
But then, of course, I really wanted to know the places very good. So I wanted to stay in these hogars and to observe, to listen, to smell, to touch, you know, like really to absorb the mood.
Yes, right. And you mentioned that it came from a very personal place. Obviously, you know... given that the film is called Maternal and it does examine maternity, I mean, that's the way I perceived it. It was definitely someone who feels that in their life. I mean, that as well, taking the personal and just representing it in a film, you know, was very important to you as well. Can you just tell me a little bit more about how this film reflects your thoughts about maternity?
It was originated by a personal calling, like a big attraction to motherhood, and so a very strong attraction. At the same time, also feeling a lot of doubts and troubles and fears. So I found I had a complex relationship to this incredible event, natural event. And I began to interview mothers, and I felt that it was not just personal, it was universal.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of women that are feeling very contradictory feelings, but in a way they cannot confess them. because overall in Latin society, you kind of have always to be the perfect mother, yeah. who's always just happy to be a mother. So I wanted to go deep into complexity of maternity. So in a way it was like, at the beginning it was personal and artistical, but it ended up to be like, in a way, ideological and political. Let's talk about this. Let's give space and voice to all these contradictory feelings women feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this conscious between specifically being set in one place, but also the universal topics that it deals with is very fascinating. Did you find it challenging to maintain a sort of balance while you were examining this?
No. I think that was kind of natural, because in a way, then when you begin to write, it kind of, the synthesis, it's kind of natural, I would say. Yeah.
That's interesting to me, because while I was watching it, I like to not know so much about the film before I watch it. Mm-hmm. I like to just explore things. And when the film started, I wasn't exactly sure that this wasn't a documentary, you know, as crazy as it may sound. But now you're saying the writing comes up a lot, and so the writing process as well. But do you notice that then your film kind of changes while you're actually filming from what you had on paper?
It's interesting, because it was like reality, fiction, reality, in this order. Right. I mean, I really researched, so it really has a documentary inspiration. Then I closed the door and I began to write, and it was just paper, dramaturgy, and really completely fiction. I mean, no one of the characters is real.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that when I did the casting in order to find the girls, when I finally found Lou, it was very difficult to find her, the blonde one. When she read the script, she asked me, "How did you know this? How did you know all these things about my life?"
Oh.
So it was so funny, because in a way I kind of read on her face that she was kind of archetypical.
Yes.
So in a way, like, this fiction went back to reality again, and it's circular. So, and this was also like, I was happy about it, because I thought, okay, so this is organic.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did a good work in a way.
I was going to ask you about that. You know, the how much of the real personalities of the cast actually was reflected in the characters themselves. So that's fascinating. There seems to be a sort of like a connection between them that goes deeper than what we may perceive while we're watching the film.
I really chose like the characters, because also when you choose natural actors and so young actors, in a way you're looking for the person.
Mm.
And this relationship, this friendship, it's kind of inspired by my friendship with my best friend when I was a teenager. And it was really like this, like more like when you are in teenhood, you kind of try, you kind of have your best friend is the opposite, because you need its complementarity. You need someone that has something different from you, and you can inspire you. So they kind of hate and love each other. So I naturally looked for a Fatih that was a shy and more introspective girl, and
yeah.
Lou that was more rebel. And they are like this. And when they knew, the two actresses, they are best friends in a way. They keep on talking a lot, and they love each other. And so it was easy also to build their relationship, because in a way, when you choose the good ingredients, like in kitchen, then they go together well.
Right.
And it's alchemy, you know, like
that's so true. Chemistry, very important.
Chemistry.
Very important. There's so much I would like to ask you, but I guess we're actually being cut off. I'm just going to say one more. Yeah, I was trying to gather my thoughts here, because there really is, but I guess like one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was that we didn't talk about was the actual style of the movie. I think you mentioned somewhere along the lines that this isn't necessarily a film that you can, you know, you can summarize the plot in a nutshell. There's a lot of atmosphere in it, and it's just appealing to the senses too. Can you tell me a little bit about that approach that, you know, is more atmospheric, maybe driven in some points, like that scene I told you about in the middle of the film?
I think that was, I mean, to me, the plot was kind of an excuse to tell a world.
Right.
I was more fascinated by the universe than by any complicated plot. It was just, a way to make that people sit down and enter a world. Mm. So in a way, to me, it's an invitation into a house that is normally closed to the world.
Yeah.
So it's the idea that the viewer can live a little time inside this particular house.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.